Live from Bompton, Compton, California. Put your hands together for the Ball Smack Top Soul. Whoa. A lot of love. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, you're too kind, you're too kind.
The Mac God is in his holy temple, nigga. Ever relevant, shining on us all. God bless the game. The game will never let you down, nigga. Hold tight. Hold tight, nigga. Kissing babies and shaking hands, man. Doing what the fuck got to do out here to make it crack open, and you are now experiencing the world famous Boss Magnosis Live. Man, today is a beautiful day. I'm happy as fuck to be here. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Courtney Love, in this motherfucker.
Hey, 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 Courtney Love is definitely in the building.
We got Courtney Love in this motherfucker. We got Banquet. We got Josh Money in this motherfucker. And the homie Big Jack in the back. Check this out now. You are now experiencing the Boss Magnosis Live, the realest conversation you ever heard in your life, man. We happy to be here doing this. You know how we get down. We always come with the bomb agenda for you. We come with our sponsors, niggas in the news, a restaurant of the week. We got a nice interview for you today. We got Sloan Bone came in to vibe with us. Sloan Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. And Courtney Love gonna spit some game. And you know, we always come with our ready listener emails and good game for you, whatnot. So let's get it cracking. Courtney, how you doing, baby girl?
You know what? I'm doing good. I had a little problem getting out of here, you know. Car shit. Phone got lost and shit, but I'm in this bitch.
But
and
you
I'm
still made
right.
It though, didn't you?
Goddamn right I made it.
God damn it. Because you know what? Even though we face obstacles and problems, we still overcome and overshine, keep going. That's what them happy bitches do. Them happy bitches don't never get down, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get into our sponsors, our show sponsors. Our first sponsor is Jackson Media Group and Administration. Looking out for the Boss Magnosis Live, Jackson Media Group. One Stop LB in Long Beach, 2600 East Anaheim in Long Beach, where you can get some Boss Mac streetwear. You know they got it there for you. Can't Sleep On G Machine, downtown Long Beach, 244 East 4th Street, downtown Long Beach. And they also have a location in Hollywood, California, 6718 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California. You can get you some Boss Mac streetwear there, and also Boss Mac streetwear is the number one sponsor of Boss Magnosis Live. You got to fuck with us. Go to Boss Mac Streetwear and get some Boss Mac Streetwear for yourself. Bitch, relax, savage, happy bitches, bomb as fuck, bitch, fuck with us. Courtney Love, goddammit.
You know, What's going on, Boss Mac?
You know what? The world is going crazy. We ain't been here in a minute. Wait, what?
The world's going bananas. That's definite.
Hey, man. You know what? The world is going crazy, but we still here doing what we got to do.
And always will be.
Now, niggas in the motherfucking news. Niggas in the motherfucking news. And our first nigga in the news is Ebola. The Ebola virus is sweeping through the world, fucking up Africa. Over here, two cases over here now. Shit is crazy as fuck. I'm scared as fuck of Ebola, a hemorrhagic fever, bleeding out of every orifice, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your asshole, dick, pussy, all that shit. Courtney Love, how you feel about this shit?
Feel like this is some shit. Now I feel like this is one of those things that is going full circle where it's been here before. They contained it for, you know.
Well, this is the worst it has ever been.
A second, and it's, now it's back, and they're forcing it to be stronger while fakely helping.
Listen, man. This is the worst shit ever, man. This shit is all in Africa. You got motherfuckers in the fucking, just in the fucking densely populated areas. Motherfuckers, this shit is out there, man. It's only a matter of time before it get here. It's fucked up.
Well, like you said, there's the two cases that are over here. You got the doctors that are going over there to try to help out, but right. are catching it and coming back to get better. But the doctors that are helping them could be catching it. Like, the shit can, you know, it's one of those things that can keep going.
It's some fucked up shit, man. You know, supposedly they got a vaccine for it, experimental. We gonna see. I don't know.
Hopefully it's real and can be affordable.
If I get that shit, I'ma stay in the crib with a pound of Kush, and I just ain't gonna come outside. See what happens. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. I don't. Man, God.
Well, I'm glad you're not gonna spread it.
All right, next. Hey, you know, in the Ebola thing, it really. It's so fucked up that it trumped the Mike Brown and Ferguson thing, and that's some big shit. Our next nigga in the news, Mike Brown and Ferguson, St. Louis, or Missouri. Ferguson, Missouri. I'm tripping. Ferguson, Missouri. Mike Brown, a youngster that got killed by the police. It's fucked up. I feel like shit is bad. Every time I see images from Ferguson, I feel nervous, like shit gonna go up. We got the Attorney General out there, Eric Holder, trying to throw water on the shit. You know, I think they're gonna charge that policeman with violating that youngster's civil rights and get that motherfucker in jail, but I feel bad energy. Courtney?
This is a heavy situation, as is all the shit, especially with the way police men are dropping people these days, and they seem to get more ruthless about it.
Yeah.
They're not hiding shit anymore.
Hey, man.
There's 1,000 videos of police officers just gunning down, knocking people out, you know, doing what the fuck they want.
Yeah,
but
man.
This right here may be another little Rodney King situation where it gets really big and is nationally known. Because they going for it. They're not giving up.
I think that's why Eric Holder got sent down there. Obama, like, trying to get on top of it quick. Because if he don't, man, I think it's going to get out of hand. It's going to be bad. It's some fucked up shit, man.
It don't matter if he do go to jail. Like, people still going to trip out.
Well, if we go to jail, for violating his civil rights, it's going to be bad. He's going to be in prison for a long ass time. It's not going to be no quick thing. It's going to be long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, Ferguson, man, no, I hope everything is cool, man. It's fucked up, man.
It's sad, man. It's a sad thing. That shit don't make no sense.
It's breaking down. It's breaking down, y'all.
That's fear, though. That's fear.
All right. Jay-Z and motherfucking Beyonce. Are they done? How you feel about that, Courtney?
I think their contract has ended. They did what they had to do.
On the stage, they get that money.
Their contract is done, and so they're just gonna, you know, ease their way out of it.
They done. They gonna bounce and call it a day.
This ain't gonna be one of them big, like, well, I don't think it's gonna be one of them big explosive divorces and all the other shit that they be doing like they did with
How do you have them just saying they ain't fucking around no more is explosive.
People gonna keep trying to amp it up.
People already saying that he fucked Dame Dash baby mama.
Shit, he might have, you really know.
A little bird told me that Jay-Z fucked Rachel Roy, Dame Dash baby mama.
He might have.
That's why Solange turned up on him in the elevator, though. You know about that?
Solange couldn't wait. She was waiting for that moment. She was waiting. Yes. She was waiting for that moment. She was like, yes, here you go. We in the small space. I'm going to rip your whole head off. It's about that time. It's about that time.
I'm going to do what I got to do.
Yeah, brother-in-law or not. It's about that time.
I like Solange for doing that shit. I like bitches, feisty bitches. Turn up like that. I don't know why.
She stepped up for her sister
shit. So, Jay-Z and Beyonce are done. Okay. Question. Will this enhance Beyonce's profile if she stops fucking with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
She gonna go up. Status gonna go up.
All the single ladies gonna be like, oh my God, how is she handling this? Now they gonna want guidance on how to be
how
divorced
deal with
and
niggas.
Still be happy. First, they want to know how to be married and still be happy.
Okay, I got a bet with a certain nigga. We was chopping it up, me and this nigga. And I said that I believe that she gonna fuck Drake first. She gonna fuck Drake. She gonna do a song with Drake fuck Drake. What you think about that?
Oh no!
That's a bad look.
I hope she don't do
that's
that.
That's a bad look.
I'm gonna pray for her.
Don't a bitch want to get her meal phone with her with
I
that?
Just,
don't a bitch want to get her meal phone?
Pray that never occurs.
I say a bitch gonna get her meal phone, man. What's wrong with that, man?
But not with Drake. Why you gotta pick Drake out of everybody?
Drake up and coming pimping right here, man. He got all the bitches. All the bitches. Fuck off. You ain't fucking with Drake right now?
I like his music. He's
you wanna let Drake?
Artist.
Drake can't hit nothing? Drake can't get you to come back to the
hotel?
Drake can't get a bitch to come back to the hotel room?
He's a great artist. He's not my brand of man.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man.
Not a bot person.
Hold on. I ain't even calling you a hoe.
No,
I ain't saying nothing bad
I'm
about you. I ain't even saying you're
Drake's
promiscuous. So Drake can't hit. Okay, so
me.
Drake can't be like, there's Drake can't. Okay, so you went to the Drake concert. You rock in the house. You kind of sitting close. You swore you made eye contact with him. Next thing you know, a little security guard tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, Drake wants you to come backstage. You go backstage, Drake is posted. You got a pound of kush on the table.
And you want to know my reaction?
We're not going to go to 10 with Drake. We're not
going
to go to 10
going,
with
we
Drake.
We're not going to 10 with Drake. Courtney Love, Courtney Sheree Calloway is not going to 10 with Drake. There.
Oh, shit.
Full government, everything. Not
you're not
Drake.
Going to 10
not
with Drake.
Drake? Not with Drake.
Oh, shit, I done spilled water listening to your motherfucking ass.
Not my cup of tea. He's not my brand of man. I love him as an artist. I love his music. I respect him.
He's not your brand of man.
No.
I figure if that bitch fuck with Jay-Z, she fuck with Drake. They about the same kind of nigga. They ain't the same kind of nigga.
Oh,
drank a little salt.
Nah, them was two different niggas.
Two different kind of niggas?
Nah.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Keep it going.
The nigga and a nigga.
Chris Brown is from Fruittown Paru now.
Okay.
How you feel about his gang banging?
Did that happen when he was in jail?
Oh,
he got
before.
It was before.
He been making his transformation. How you feel about the Paru? Paru. Is it good? Good, making more sense.
You know, I can respect Paru anything.
You can respect him, bang.
If he's real about it, be real about it. Don't forget, you're still a businessman. One thing I do have to say on that level.
I think it's more symbolic. It's more like a symbolic thing. Because, like, you know, you get to say Paru, West Coast, and, you know, you got niggas with you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, he is human.
He human, huh?
He is human. That's what we
it's addictive behavior,
he is
huh?
Human, you know?
All right. Chris Brown, Paruing. Our next nigga in the news is LeBron James goes back to the Cavaliers, and he's bringing everybody with him to the Cavaliers. You don't even know shit about basketball, dude.
I don't know shit about what you're talking about right now.
You don't know shit about LeBron going
back.
LeBron James is going back to Cleveland Cavaliers after being in Miami. And he's got a lot of niggas going back with him. I think they're going to be in the finals next year. Shout out to LeBron. I'm fucking with that. Courtney don't know shit about it.
Not today.
But we know about it. The niggas know about it. All right, next nigga in the news is Vladimir Putin and Russia versus everybody. Russia taking over. That's some of the drama going on. There's so much goddamn drama going on, man. It's about five things going on out here, man. It's about five real things going on out here. Russia saying fuck everybody. How you feel about that, Courtney Love? They shot down the plane, Courtney Love.
They done all kind of shit.
Okay, how you feel about it? How you feel about them? How you feel about
it? Russia, please, just knock it off. How about that?
Russia, knock it off?
Yeah.
Russia ain't finna knock it off because Vladimir said fuck Obama. He said, Obama, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, well.
I ain't scared of y'all, nigga. We fuck y'all.
You think we ready? If need be.
It ain't even about that. We gotta be ready. I mean, cause I think it's gonna happen. Something gonna happen.
There's too much going on for some big catastrophic shit not to happen. It's completely stating the obvious.
Okay, let's go to the other big shit.
Let's go to the other big shit. Israel.
Israel versus the Palestinians.
Israel.
Do you know about that?
That shit is.
Do you know about
one
that?
One of the most saddest things being displayed.
It's sad, right? Huh?
It's one of the most saddest things.
Who side you on?
I want world peace.
You want world peace? I'm not gonna say no side. I don't want no problem.
I want world peace with everybody.
Hey,
all
man.
Y'all just get together with LeBron and come through.
Hey man, I don't even know what to say, man. I don't want no motherfuckers. I say something about Jewish motherfuckers. Motherfucking show get canceled. I say something about the,
no comment.
About the Palestinians. My motherfucking house get blown up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit crazy, man.
Just want peace.
World peace, y'all. Can we have world peace?
Can we have world
peace? God damn.
I think you should just get like a really big bundle of kush and light it and make everybody inhale real deep.
Now let me tell you about the next.
From there.
Now let me tell you about the next big thing that's cracking. The rise of the Islamic State. Do you know about that?
No, that's heavy. Fuck! Can we change the whole topic?
Hey, where's that sweat? It's a nigga in the news.
That's that heavy.
It's a nigga in the motherfucking news. The rise of the Islamic State, ISIS. Do you know about that?
No.
Okay. ISIS is some shit that done came after the Taliban where they like, fuck it, we taking over some shit. It's the Islamic State. It was foretold in the Quran that an Islamic State was gonna come into being and a new caliphate was gonna be established, a caliph. Or I guess a caliphate or whatever the fuck it is. Y'all motherfuckers don't get mad for me saying caliphate and fucking up. But anyway, a new caliphate is established. So it's a new nigga that's a leader over there. I don't know his name. It's a motherfucker over there, though. And they taking over shit in Syria, Iraq, and all other Islamic countries. And they call it the Islamic State. And they saying, we don't give a fuck. We taking over and fuck the United States. Now, to set it off, we done start back dropping bombs on them. You know how we supposed to have left, right? Mm-hmm. We done start back dropping bombs on these motherfuckers. So they done took a journalist that they had of ours and did a YouTube video cutting off his head. You heard about
and
that?
And they got more lined up if motherfuckers don't cooperate.
So they dropped the video.
Bad, man.
They dropping YouTube videos. Bad. Niggas getting their heads cut off.
Ruthless. They don't even care. Just
hey,
ruthless,
man.
Like that. It's too much.
I'm going to tell y'all, man. Listen to all this shit I just discussed. All right. Ebola, Mike Brown and Ferguson, Russia turning up on everybody, the Palestinians versus Israel, the rise of the Islamic State. Nigga, I was out for a jog at about 2 o'clock in the morning the other night, man, and it was just so tranquil in the community, man. I was just running down the street, man. And I was just like, God damn, man, I'm so motherfucking happy. Ain't shit happening right here, but it made me think, like, I was like, as long as motherfuckers cool over here, they don't give a fuck what is happening in this motherfucker, man. So I say that to say, be a thankful motherfucker wherever you at out there, man, because it's a lot of bullshit going on. Keep it optimistic, happy out there, man. God bless y'all, motherfucker.
Find peace, everybody.
All right, now, our one final nigga in the news. I'm going to end it off on a good, positive note, and I don't know if Courtney Love up on this bitch.
First of all, I am. Thank you very much.
My nigga put me up on this bitch. He said, you gotta check out this bitch. The homie was like, this bitch Tinashe is on the come up. This bitch Tinashe. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I've been hearing about this bitch for a minute. But I really started focusing on the bitch recently. And I see the bitch is hot. I'ma say the bitch is now officially pressing Rihanna for the top spot. I like how she coming out. What's up with Tinashe since you a young motherfucker, your goddamn self? What's your feeling of Tinashe coming up?
She bossing up and she's coming up real quick.
You like her?
I like her. I definitely do. She has a nice swag, a nice aura to her. Not just about her music, but just her presentation as like
her vibe,
yeah,
everything is hot. You think she's giving Rihanna a little bit of run right now?
Anybody coming up is giving Rihanna a run. She's been in the game for a little bit.
Man, Rihanna, a big bitch, hot, moving around like a titan out there.
She's trying to move up from being a princess to a queen. So, you know, she pushing it. She's trying to push B out the way.
Oh, so B still top
she's
bitch?
To push
B top bitch?
They just pulled a stunt.
B top bitch?
B back at top bitch, yeah.
I don't know if B top bitch
but
no,
Tinashe, she's a wonderful artist. And she's doing her shit, which is a beautiful thing. I say go for it, honey.
Tinashe in the motherfucking news. All right, y'all. We got this special guest coming in, fucking with us tonight. You know we don't really do that all the time, but we got Big Sloan in the
Big
motherfucking
Sloan
house.
Bum.
Big Sloan in the motherfucking house with the Boss Mac and Courtney Love. Bon, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, Boss Mac? Gnosis, I'm good out here, man. Chilling in our great city of Long Beach. You know what it is?
Hey, man, you know what? I appreciate you coming out fucking with us tonight, man. It's a rare situation that we be having guests and whatnot on the show. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring you out because I feel like you represent like a special place out there in hip-hop. I never really seen nobody pull off what you did. Yeah, and go on and tell the people who you are right now.
But just in case you didn't know, I'm Big Sloan, a.k.a. Sloan Bone, represent Mo Thugs, Bone Thugs, and Harmony Family. You know how we get out, man. I am from Long Beach, California. And my two big brothers, you know, I got to give them love. That's Lazy Bone and Flesh and Bone and the rest of the Bone family. You know what I mean? So that's where all that connection come in at.
You gotta feel that. I know you heard all them big, high, heavyweighted names in there. Bone Thugs Family, Mo Thugs, OG Sloan Bone in the house. Now, first of all, I just want to say this. I heard about you years ago from motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, one of my homies I was fucking around with, nigga named Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, hey, man, you ever heard of Sloan Bone? I mean, you ever heard of Sloan? It was just Sloan. I was like, that sound kind of tight. And he put me on to you and said you was coming up and whatnot. And then I start hearing in the streets that you was fucking with the Bone Thug.
Right.
So you kind of got, even though you had your own name, you kind of got added on to an OG group already out there, man. How did that come about right there, man?
Right. I mean, it's just like when, I would say the year 2000, like I just got shot over here, you know. But
it's part of the game.
I chose to do something in life, and I gotta live with those choices, and that's what came about it at that time.
Right.
So I don't regret it. You know, I don't think it was cool, but I don't regret it. But that changed my life because I stopped doing all the dumb shit that I was doing. You know, it changed the whole shit. So after that, yeah, you know what I mean. So after I did that, I went to Vegas New Year's. It was 1999 going to 2000.
Right.
So my boy Fredro was like, called me. He was like, where you at? You know, Fredro from Onyx.
Okay, yeah.
That's my dog. What up, Fredro?
Yeah. I like them niggas, too. They got some new shit.
Yeah, they got some new shit coming
out. I just seen the clown, Charlemagne the God. He was big on Charlemagne the God. I saw that.
Yeah. So he was like, yo, he was like, man, look, I mean, we in Vegas, I'm in Vegas. He was like, come meet me at the MGM. I was like, who, you know, what's up? He was like, shit, me and Lazy Bone, we out here chilling, man. We getting it in and doing what we do. I said, all right, I'm going to come down there.
Right.
So as soon as I got down there to chill with Lay, we all didn't have nowhere to go.
Right.
Mind you, rap wasn't even my first choice. I was in these streets heavy. I was making more money than niggas rapping.
Woo!
So, I mean, I ain't really, you know, I could rap, but I really wasn't tripping.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honest.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm there chilling, man. Mind you, at the end of the night, we ain't got, it's New Year, we ain't got nowhere to live. We ain't got nowhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Every room book, every suite, every, I don't care how much money you had.
Right.
You know, you had to be the president to get a room. But they would have to put somebody out of the hotel.
Right, I feel
you. You know what I mean? So,
I feel
shit, we went around, man. Me and Lazy, man. Me, Lazy, and Fredro, we rented party buses, limos. All night to the morning till we can get a room.
I feel you.
And then we end up going to Sebo house, his mom's house. He was out there in Vegas.
Okay.
Went up to Sebo, man. But after that, we just kicked it, like, and I was just been my brother ever since then. We never lost contact. And then he was like, oh, come fuck with me. And the whole time, like for the first 2 years, I was just hustling, really.
Right.
And he was doing his thing. He was like, shit, I have money, so I ain't care. So I wasn't really tripping about it.
Right.
And he was like, oh, we was at the studio. And they was playing something. I was like, man, let me get out on that. And he was like, you don't rap. I'm like, believe me, dog. You don't.
Yeah.
That boy heard one verse. That nigga said, oh, that's all, man. This nigga's some paperwork, man. It's a done deal. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
And then, you know, and that's what that was. But on top of that, we way bigger than just, you know, label and artist and CEO. That's my brother. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like, we got a connection. Like, that's my brother.
Right.
Like, I would, right way after music or whatever happens, I'ma still talk to him when he old and 80, and we still gonna be talking shit to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just that just built a better bridge for us to, you know, to do what we do. You know what
I
mean?
So I was just like a thing of real recognizing real
all day,
and niggas just vibe and it's good spirit and shit.
Right. Just like
that's
that.
That's always a blessing, man. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Right.
And Man, I you know, I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been over there looking at your Instagram and shit, man. And hey, bro, it look like you live a good life. Like, you be having fun and shit, man. Nigga be all around the world, pictures
work
with bitches,
eating
good, new clothes, pictures with different people and shit, man. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't take it back for nothing, you know what I mean? And I'm very blessed. I'm truly blessed. God bless me, you know, and, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony paved the way for me to even be able to do all that, like travel and all that. Now, you know, I've been to Germany. I've been to every state in the United States at least twice. I can tell you that.
Straight out.
At least twice.
Okay.
I got 2 passports full of stamps. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain, man. Made a lot of money, fucked a lot of money off. But I was used to that too, because I was getting money at, you know, hustling anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm used to fucking it off easy.
Yeah.
Cause it's like you go to the bar, you got your homies, you like, shit, I got 50 racks, you know. You took in your pocket though. And home, you gotta go home and get it. It's right here.
Right, I feel you, my
So you looking, you feeling good, and this how niggas fuck up all the time and spend all their money at the club. Be like 10 bitches over there. You got 20 homies with you. And you like, shit, fuck that. We been having a good time. Give me, just bring bottles so they can't drink no more. And then you ain't tripping, because it's like, yeah, it's all good. But when they bring you that bill on that motherfucker, $38,500.
On some real shit.
You looking like, who gonna pay? Nigga, what?
Who putting in? Everybody.
Then you look at that nigga.
Come on.
Everybody like up. This. Everybody got their back
on. Nigga.
But, you know, it was all good. But that's how I have fun. You live once, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Real talk.
So I don't regret nothing I did. I just know now how to preserve and save and put up for future, you know, not even for me. I got nieces and nephews. I ain't got no kids, but I got nieces and nephews that's coming up and growing up. So when I go, if they have something from their uncle. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you, my nigga. I feel you, my nigga.
You know what I mean? So. I live and you learn.
All right, now, being part of a legendary collective like Bone Thugs, now, what has been like the high point of fucking with them? What was like the high point moment of fucking with them? If you can say one.
The high part, I mean,
like a moment, like where you was like, man, shit, man, these niggas, goddamn.
The reunion show. You gotta understand, ever since 99, Flesh was in jail, right?
Right.
And then Busy wasn't part of the group.
Right.
And then Mo Thugs was scattered here and there.
Right.
So it wasn't everybody. So it used to be a tour of just Lazy, Crazy, and Wish. So it used to be 3 all the time.
Right.
So it was like, you know, that was dope. Don't get me wrong. But when we first, in 2008, did that reunion show at the Nokia Center with all 5 Bone members and Mo Thugs together, that was amazing. Like, I'm used to watching the show. Like, I got to a point where I wouldn't even watch the show no more. I'd be like, I'm just in the dressing room. I know this. I'm playing the show in my head. I already know what's going on. But that night, shit, I was a fan, dog. I went to the crowd. I was like, I don't even want to stand back here.
I'm fan.
We had everything, man. I went to the VIP section, watched that show. I said, damn. And then I said, I'm a part of this, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as I'm walking out there, people are like, oh, Swan. I'm like, man, I ain't used to that type of shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, me, I'm just me. Y'all clone me, man. There ain't nothing. What do you do with me? I'm just rapping. I'm having a good time. You know what I mean?
But,
you know, at that point in time, I said, damn, this is what, when it first started, this is how it was. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was just like that with Eazy-E, with Tupac, with Biggie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that. It was just like, shit. I mean, they Phil Collins. They, I mean, man, it was like, yeah.
I feel you, bro.
That was one of them cold points right there. I was like, damn, that's.
Now, do motherfuckers, now y'all, they have some real emotional songs and shit, they Crossroads and shit.
Right.
Do you get motherfuckers crying and shit at shows and
shit? Oh, hell yeah, all the time. All the time. Shit, hell yeah. All the time.
Damn, man, that's a good thing.
That song makes a whole moment right there. It's just a whole moment.
Now, you perform with them, right? Sometimes.
Right.
Okay, now, traveling around the world, where y'all get the most love at? What country you think?
What I like the most? I like Australia.
So motherfuckers is going ham in Australia.
Australia and Philippines.
Okay, all right.
Australia, they crazy, they just off the hook. But the Philippines, they like super fans.
Okay.
Like, I've never been chased through the mall before.
Chased?
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, we walking through the mall. I mean, they got a mall called the Mall of Asia in the Philippines, right? It's 5 stories high, big as a, they damn near like 2 football stadiums.
Now, hold up. I have never heard of that before you just educated me. The Mall of Asia.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Five stories high.
5 stories high.
One day I hope
it's like 2 football stadiums.
Okay, all right.
That's how big.
All right.
I mean, it's huge. So they telling us, okay, we're going to do a signing and an interview, just, you know, for the fans and whatever.
Right.
I'm digging. All they said was the biggest mall in Asia. Cool. The Philippines ain't that damn big, so how big could it be?
Right.
That motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck? And then they said the shit sold out. I'm like, the mall? I'm like, how y'all sell a mall out?
I ain't even coming to the mall.
I'm like, how y'all sell a mall out? Like,
yeah.
The mall sold out?
Yeah.
Man, we went through there, dog. And we walked through that motherfucker, dog. They didn't have enough security. We walking through that moment, they just start chasing us through. We don't know where we going. We following one dude. He don't know where he going. They grab him. I'm like, what the fuck? And then they put us in this little tent. I'm like, what the fuck this gonna go?
Damn.
But they grabbing people, grabbing my hat. Somebody took my hat. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. But I'm like, how do you get rushed like that? I mean, that's
and they know wonderful. The song. They know the music,
they know the
song. Singing lyrics.
Cause you wouldn't think they gonna speak English and shit. When I first went on stage out there, I was like, what do I say when put your motherfucking hands in there? Like, and they gonna look at me like, what are you talking about?
They understood
about?
That
they
shit.
They understood the shit out of that, man.
All the way to the back.
And I tripped because they knew my solo song. I'm like, how the fuck do y'all know that? You know, but I've been on a lot of records. You know, I've been on a lot of records. And,
yeah.
You know, after, you know, besides Mo Thugs, I was like the artist that they really, that was really kept being on the road with them at all times.
Right.
So when people wouldn't be there or fall off and other members wouldn't mess with their other artists and they, whatever their case may be, me and Lazy was always out there.
Right.
Even if they wouldn't perform, me and Lazy always doing the show somewhere.
Right.
So we was always moving. So I'm like, how do y'all know my songs are here? But that's a great feeling though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fucking worldwide.
Right.
All right, now, being a part of that, being a part of that, right, it's like being close to the sun, hella bright, you feel me?
Right.
And I know you got your own light that you want to, you know what I'm saying,
right,
bring to the world.
Right.
Now, do you feel that being close to them like that has kind of fucked with your solo success a little bit? And the
actually,
way people interpret you, you know what I mean?
Did, and it didn't. Because I got complacent. I can't blame that. I got complacent on what I was doing.
Right.
You know, I didn't have to go out and get shows. I didn't have to go. Because I know every 2 months, we on tour.
Right.
And I'm there. I'm getting paid from that.
Right.
So I got complacent with that for so many years to where I ain't even tripping. I was doing records when me and Lazy was doing the record. I would just drop mixtapes and, like, they would sell. Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't really tripping.
Right.
And then I was, like, saying, like, damn, I got to start doing, you know, they going to do them. I got to start doing what I'm going to do.
Right.
And then, you know, Lazy was like, dog, we was at a club in Hollywood. And I actually did a show. And, like, all my people was there. They was like, man, you got it cracking around this mother. And then he came on stage and was talking. He was like, dog, you don't need me no more, dog. You on your own 2 feet. Go do you. I always got your back. Boom, we got your back. Just do whatever you want to do, and whenever you need me, just call.
Right,
and
right.
I sign off on whatever you need to be signed off on.
That's right. Respect. That's,
you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah. I was like, for sure.
Yeah.
And after he said that, I just started branching and doing my own thing, coming back to the city, you know, because, like, we would do shows all the time. But I would just come back to Long Beach just to be at home or right. just to be kicking it. I never performed there. Or we would perform at the House of Blues, and you know how strict they are getting in the House of Blues. You can't get in that motherfucker. They're not gonna let you have 40 guests and none of that shit, none of that popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like nobody would ever get to see me perform. Can't buy tickets, always sold out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like by the time I start breaking, doing what I'm doing with them, I start breaking, doing my thing, people start seeing me do shows and be like, damn, that shit live. I said, I'm going to give y'all what the whole world been seeing the whole time. My people ain't been around.
Right.
So now it's like, you know, I'm doing the, that's why I'm glad I'm back doing the thing with Fave. He got the Favorite Entertainment. We got the We Run LBC mixtape that's out.
Okay. I think I heard some right. shit on there. I heard some of that.
Yeah,
okay.
He got an artist, Indian Blue. We got Mark Kosis on there, Young nice. Weed, Young Hustle. You know, he got some cool artists, plus Badass, Crooked Eye, Snoop, Warren G hosted it. Everybody was a part of that. Mm-hmm. Blue, Big Ace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so yeah, it was just strictly Long Beach. It wasn't no outside features or none of that.
Yeah.
It was just the city. And knowing how powerful our city is and me being going around the world, just like Crooked Eye do, you know, with Shady and Eminem and all them.
Right.
It's like, our city is really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And they play a lot of our music from Long Beach. Like, you know, the times I have been in New York performing, it's like, you know how DJs do intermission? I know it ain't because of me, because they just playing Warren G, Dub Shack, Snoop. I'm like, and they out there partying to it in New York. I'm like, I thought they didn't like us. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, that's just a persona. But they love us everywhere.
Yeah.
And we got a strong presence everywhere. And we have a lot of talent in Long Beach. Even up-and-coming talent. You know what I mean?
I've noticed that. I see a lot of different movements bubbling. Like, right. Them little dudes on the north side, Joey Fats and Vince Staples, yeah, and them yeah. little niggas over there is tight. You got, you know, TF on the come up. Yeah. Got the ALK out there popping. Yeah. So, you know, I see, you know, a movement coming up. What about Big Trey D? You fuck with Big Trey D?
Yeah, that's the big homie, man. He's side up. Long Beach Raider. You know
yeah.
what it is.
I like Big Trey D.
Hey, man, that's the coldest gangster rapper in the world, baby.
I ain't gonna lie, man. You know what?
He ain't lying about what he's talking about. See, that's what makes him even colder.
You know what?
Because he got the track record to back. Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He got track record to back that up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The trade, he say coming to get you. It ain't even nothing to talk about.
That's trade, my nigga, hey. Man. He been showing a nigga love. He been rocking the shirts on Instagram. He showing a nigga a lot of love. That's a real ass nigga.
Yeah.
I heard some of his shit, and it sounded like some motherfucking West Coast Nas type of gangster shit.
That's what I'm saying.
They said that he spit that when he was in the pen. I was like, how in the fuck they record that shit? Shit sounded like some in the studio now. They was talking about, man, niggas got a milk carton and did this to the phone.
They make shit happen in there. You can't hear nothing you can't do in there that you can do out here.
I mean, it's kind of like if we was all stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere, we're gonna figure it out how to survive somehow, or else you're gonna die. Either you wanna survive or die. You know what I mean? So they like, shit. Well, we're gonna put the new mic like this. And this new these new phones, like, they got them in the pen. So
they
got iPhones and all that in the pen. So it's like, you do that voice recorder, they come plug it up. You know, they just went through the little system, sent it through the big studio, and they clean the shit up. That sound like a record. You like,
right. You hear that? You start calling around like,
yeah, you like, damn, what homie it is? He back, y'all seen him? Where did he still got 8 years left?
That person's going to scratch.
Okay, now, going forward for you, what you got next up on your, you know, creatively that you're going to put out there for motherfuckers?
Right now, I just dropped a mixtape. It's called The Weekly 16 Freestyles.
Okay.
It's a whole year of me freestyling every week, dropping it. I just dropped the first 25 weeks, I think 2 weeks ago. I just dropped the first half. That's doing pretty good. I got on StarForceHipHop.com. I got it on on datpiff.com and live mixtapes. I think that's what it is. And it's on the BoneThugsAndHarmony.com website.
Okay.
And I just dropped that. But other than that, I got a new single I'm doing. Like a couple of them. I got a new single, Me, Crooked Eye, and Lazy Bone called Nightlife. And then I got another song called Ride for My City. That's just me solo. So I'm about to push those two. Then I got another, then I got some other collaboration. It's called Cali. Me and one of my another dude Lazy Bone fuck with named Rocky Rock. I got him. It's called Cali. We about to drop that. And then I'm working on a song with my homie Dorado. He's from Long Beach too. So I got a lot of stuff going with that. Besides us doing Lazy Bone album, my new album, it's gonna be called Khakis and Chucks. You know what I mean?
Khakis and Chucks.
Khakis, yeah.
And Chucks. Okay, my nigga. Yeah. So like with your with the new projects and stuff, videos and whatnot, right. Visual. Because yeah. I've been checking for you, trying to see if you had like some visual
and
out
I
there
need
with
to
just
get
you.
Some more.
You know what I mean?
I need to get some more. Right? I'm telling whoever listening, I need to get some more visuals. I'm working on that now.
I'm gonna tell you, man. Yeah. I'm sitting here. Not to be on my own dick and whatnot, but I feel like I'm a good judge of niggas with character, talent, like the charismaticism.
Right.
I see you got it. It seems like you should have more visual out there.
I definitely.
More talking, more. Even yeah. if you just talking shit to the yeah. camera or whatever, yeah. you should have more of that out there.
You ain't never lied.
And build on your status because, right. you know, you got this OG status out here. You need to run with that shit, right? Man. You know what I'm saying?
You hit that right on the button. You're right. I need more visuals. Yeah. I'll be the first one to tell you.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Now, do you have like you got your own studio? Live that you got at the crib?
No, I don't got one at the crib because I got a spot in Georgia that is actually my house. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I don't even put nothing there. I ain't never there.
I feel you, bro.
I just pay the mortgage.
But if you ever need it, it's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Pay that mortgage.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's a good getaway. It's like in a cool neighborhood. Ain't nobody, you know, Lazy Bone. You know, He lived out there, convinced the nigga to get a house out there.
Yeah, I feel you.
He said, boy, we on tour, man. You got the money, man. Go on and get it. You know what? All right. He's tired of me staying in his house while I was out there.
It's bad bitches out there, too, man. You know, I ain't gonna front, man. You know,
it's something you gotta pick and choose, them, man, because them dudes out there, boy.
I heard it's a lot of that.
It's a lot of gay shit going on.
They contaminating the bitches.
They call him the Trump boy. My sister lives in Georgia. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She was telling me about that. She kept saying Trump boy. And I'm like,
wait, what? Say that.
Trump boy. Trump boy. It's the undercovers.
Trump boy.
Trump boy.
So it's not DL nigga no more. It's Trump boy.
It's not.
You a Trump boy.
Trump boys.
You know it now. Nigga, you a Trump boy.
If you a Trump boy, just hit that nigga.
Just get right off
on it. Calm
down with all that.
And that's the only reason, man. Trump it's like
you got
to. And that's the only reason you got to be careful. I mean, it's a bad business in Atlanta. Don't get me wrong, in Georgia, but you got to be extremely careful because it's like a lot of these dudes be on that homosexual shit and go home and sleep with their girl or go sleep with another girl and all that shit. I'm like this. I don't have a problem with homosexuals, but if you gay, stay gay. I mean, don't bring that into the rest of the public.
I feel you. I feel that. But niggas should do, niggas is scandalous and don't practice safe sex.
Right.
I mean, you know, niggas
run just, around here just,
you know what I mean? That's the fucked up part. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's it. Hey man, wrap it up. That's it, boy. I tell you. So you got the project coming with Crooked Eye, right?
Right.
That, y'all doing an album or just a single?
We got a single. We working on a whole project to where it's like just videos, records, movies. Like because that's where we get the Long Beach. When he told me about Long Beach versus everybody, I was like. That's perfect. I've been feeling like that for a long time.
I just needed
somebody to come with me and like, let's go. But who else better than have Crooked Eye with you?
Right.
Because lyrically, he one of the best, period.
I trip off of how,
you know what I mean,
Crooked Eye to me never really got a lot. I mean, he there, but it seemed like he not there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I know he Long Beach. I know he got lyrics, but he don't really make me feel Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? Not like everybody else. You know, like, when you say Warren G, I'm feeling Long Beach. Trey D, Long Beach.
Right.
You know,
right.
Any of these other dudes, it's just like Long Beach. And Crooked Eye, I might be like, Crooked Eye. Oh, yeah, he is from Long Beach. That's right. He a dope rapper,
yeah.
But he ain't never really solidified that Long Beach-ism.
I mean, Crook been around for a long time. He been around since C-Style 19th Street Records.
I'm knowing.
So, I mean, but, you know, like, Crook can tell you, you know, he wasn't no gang member.
Right.
So
right,
it wasn't
right,
like...
Right.
I mean, he definitely ain't no punk, but he wasn't a gang member to be like, shit,
but
I'm
that's
not
why,
here.
But that's why I kind of like,
and that's why
under
it's
the
like,
radar,
that's why
like,
it's kind of like when you might see, you say Crooked Eye, they know you from Long Beach, but they don't put him in a category like,
with
I'm a gangster Long
with
Beach. Like, I'm Crippin', because
he ain't no
Crip, but he an East Side nigga, you know what
I mean?
Right. And I respect the fuck out of that. He always been that, so.
He's dope.
My nigga, yeah, he's super dope.
He's dope. I just feel like he ain't got that real shine yet. Like, it'll be, you know.
That, yeah, it, I mean, I just, you know, ever since Death Row, you know what I mean? That kind of put a blanket over what he was doing.
That kind of contaminated him a little bit.
It did a little bit.
It kind of contaminated him.
And it was like,
bit.
Damn, I hated to see my nigga like get like that. You know what I mean? Because he was way too talented to even be overshadowed with that clout. But now he out of it, man, you know. So now they signing Eminem and Shady, baby. So.
Yeah, I mean, they popping in the slot. Well, Joe Budden just got handled that. Did you see that shit?
You know what? I don't think he lost.
Bro,
you talking about
the Hollow Down shit?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't think he lost.
Joe Budden lost composure.
Overall, yeah, he did lose composure. But I'm speaking lyrically.
Okay.
I'm speaking first two rounds. I gave him the joke. The first round for sure I gave him the joke. Second round was kind of even, but the last round all this shit. Oh, hell.
I'm done.
You know what? That's where he lost that. But, you know.
I feel like, and I don't know why he did that. I don't know why he got in that little shit right there. I feel like he makes songs and shit. He not in that atmosphere. And to me, them niggas is like, it seemed like some spoken word.
Yeah, because
angry spoken word type of shit.
Right.
Where
right.
Niggas study you for a month.
A month.
You
two
know
months.
What I'm saying? And
like,
come
nigga,
with
right.
all
like,
these
what's
different.
What's his name and come up with his name and know where he went to school at and all
ain't
that type
shit
of
having, ain't shit on no beat. It ain't no
right.
rhythm. Niggas is stopping and
right.
starting. And so
right.
I feel like he put himself out there for no reason.
Right. And, that,
now,
and that's the thing. And that, yep, you're right.
Because even if he would have won, I don't think it would have helped him that much.
Uh-uh.
But him losing make niggas go, man, you got to serve. You got to
right,
handle,
right,
man.
Right, right.
Damn, nigga.
Right.
You know.
He tried to step in this realm of shit that we used to battle, like, over beats, though.
Right.
Like, I mean, and the freestyle, though. Like, we just go to a club. If I see you and you see me, and it'll just be on. I don't know. You don't know me.
Right.
We
right.
just going off the dome.
Right.
But you honestly gonna give me 1 or 2 months
to prepare.
Your
ass kicking.
Really? 2 months. You got so you got 2 months.
And we're giving
prepare.
You 50 racks.
And I'm getting 50 racks, and I have 2 months to prepare. Oh, my goodness. I get to go to the dictionary, the thesaurus, the YouTube. I'm going to go to your school pictures. Where did he go to elementary at? And what kind of shoes you had on?
Interview some niggas. Interview some niggas.
Interview some niggas on you. What's up with your boy, man? What's going on with him?
All the
personal shit. I'm going to talk to your ex-girl. I'm going to talk to your baby mama. Like, I know you're paying child support because it's public fucking work. It's public assets. So I'm going to know every motherfucking thing.
Yeah, that's weird, man. That's some weird shit.
That's a cool little time frame, though, to be doing a battle
right.
and put yourself out there like that.
I honestly think, like...
Unless you're confident you're the greatest, I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Right. I honestly think, like, all right, y'all set up a battle. Y'all got a week to prepare. See y'all Friday.
Yeah.
See what you come up with. I mean, that's even a long enough time to come up with some shit, but 2 months?
Yeah.
That's a way of a lot. But, you know, them dudes, they got lyrics. They do their thing, but... Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I like that nigga.
Like Slaughterhouse Royce, and they said, they was like, that's cool, but... Y'all niggas can put some of that shit on these beats and come to our territory.
Niggas can't
and then
make
see
songs.
How that work.
Niggas ain't making songs, right. And that's all, you know, and, you know. Right. But anyway, yeah, man, I didn't mean to go into a tangent on that shit, but I just, you know, you was talking about your boy Crooked Eye, man. Yeah. It made me think about Joe Budden and whatnot.
Right, right.
But all right, man, how we doing on the time? What we got? How far, how long we been? What time you got?
You good? I should say 7. Oh, I'm on what time? Yeah.
That ain't what time. Is that
7 o'clock?
That shit is turn the dial on the side.
That shit is for pressing bitches. It ain't for time and shit. But it's all
and,
good.
And the thing was out. I'm like, how the fuck that happened?
He must have just opened that up.
No, I. Hey, Courtney, I'm gonna tell all my fans.
I'm gonna put this one on for this one right here.
I got this interview, though. Let me go put this brightly on there.
The husky is shining.
Like, one more thing,
and
man.
And they ain't got no battery, so. No, brightly's gonna carry battery.
I'm gonna need you to stick with you. Just take it out the box.
No, I'm just
saying. Yeah, you better just take it out. You know, I ain't even checked it out yet.
If you really know it, like any Rolex, any Oyster Perpetual, they don't have batteries. And they really work when you put them on. That's crazy.
Oh, it's because of the kinetic energy from their wrists and shit from moving around and shit.
If you had a real Rolex or something like that, you take it off and it stop.
Well,
that's that money talk.
I can call somebody and ask. What?
That's that money talk. Jack like that. Jack like that money talk.
I'm all in that. Is this true?
I mean, shit, we all in that. Boy, I have plenty of fake shit. Plenty of it.
Oh, yeah. Still do.
Nigga be like, damn, nigga, you lost that chain. I be like, this shit was $30. Give a fuck about that.
You must not have seen it in the light.
And the people on stage didn't see that. He ain't though it was $30, nigga. I ain't care about that. Right. Nigga, like, oh, you gave me a chain. Don't wear that motherfucker no more in a week, though.
Right.
Just fucking with y'all. No, shit, hey. Shit. It like happens. That. I know I've been in that realm before.
That's shit, life. That's life.
I done put on some shit.
Some stuff
like, oh,
you hold up like
good.
It didn't turn yet. It ain't turned yet. I can still wear this.
I remember I bought a motherfucking a gold chain from a nigga on the car wash over here on
off the street.
on what's that? PCH at Long Beach Boulevard. You know the car
that
wash.
That sound like a set of PCH at Long Beach Boulevard.
We just sitting there, Mexican dude like, dog, I got this gold chain. Motherfuckers are beefy. I'm like, man, I bought that motherfucker. He got me for $100 too. I'm like, he said, give me $100. I'm like, it was thick and heavy in the motherfucker, right? Get a nigga $100, dog. I went club. I was popping that night.
You gave a nigga $100 at the car wash
for a chain.
Oh man,
I'm going popping. I'm popping at the club that night.
Yeah.
Boy, woke up, nigga neck was green and up. I'm like, this is crazy as fuck. I'm like. I said, boy, that's
one night and shit.
One night it's over.
One night. Well,
that's fucked up, man.
That's the shit nigga do in the hood, man.
Hey, it's just some good fake joy.
Bet you ain't fine enough for that.
Hey, that's the shit niggas doing the hood, man. I'm a real one out here, man. 21st Street and Olive, man. What up to Granny, man?
Hey, man. Oh, hey, like man. I said, man, I think I heard about you back in the days, man. I think, like I said, your boy Morgan, he used to tell me about you, man. And I think I had heard about you getting shot, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, like, the Note Mo Thugs, Bone Thug, new music.
Right.
They got a new album coming out or anything?
Yep. They about to do one album. My boy Crazy Bone said they already got a bid for $5 million for it, so.
You gonna be on that motherfucker?
Yep.
Now, when that motherfucker dropping, what you think?
I don't know, but I'm on it. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
A bid for $5 million on
already. Because you know, Wu-Tang did the thing for $1 million. You know, they did their
But I heard that Wu-Tang album ain't kind of right, because I heard Raekwon wasn't fucking with RZA and shit, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really.
But I feel you, though. Yeah. They did it for $1 million, though.
They did it for $1 million. But I know them all, but, you know, my nigga is Meth over there. Meth, what up, baby?
Yeah.
Shout in, baby.
Now, when they drop, dude, what label is it going to drop on?
Independent.
They just gonna drop.
Yeah,
that shit
we ain't gotta have no labels no that more, dog. We can't keep giving y'all 80%, baby.
Let's be honest.
That's not happening no more.
That's gonna be a good epic thing. So they don't have no time when they gonna do it. You just know it's coming.
It's coming. It's probably gonna be around the time we overseas doing that tour, and right about when we about to come back. I think they gonna drop that then, you know what I mean? And right, it'll be our first show in about 8 months to a year in the United States. We gonna probably be at the, by that time, we'll be gone long enough and bubbled enough, and we might be at the Staples Center and just drop that motherfucker.
That's what I was thinking, you know what man. Niggas could arena with that type of shit.
You
huh?
got to.
Oh, the whole layout. Right. They got this the whole layout already.
And we got the perfect team behind us, man. The dudes that's behind us called Ladder House Entertainment. They're some smart dudes, brothers. You know what I mean? They on top of their business. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I salute to them, Leo and Uncle Pops, which his name is Alan. We call him Uncle Pops though. But and Leo, you know what I mean? Like they really on top of their game, and like they really showed us like a real blueprint, a real readout of what you can be getting and what your brand is really worth. You know what I mean? And so they like, go get it. There's way more money out there for y'all. There's way more legendary status for Bone Thugs and Harmony and Mo Thugs to build. You know what I mean? So they like, they really on it, helping us, you know. So now we out there, all five members, you know what I mean? Flesh and Busy too. I know y'all been waiting out the country for Flesh and B. They coming this time. All of us gonna be out there.
Man, I feel you, man. That's a beautiful thing. I can't wait to see that myself.
Yeah.
I still remember way back in the days when I went to Summer Jam, the first Summer Jam they ever had, and Eazy-E brought out Bone Thugs for the first time.
Yeah,
before. 94.
Yep.
Motherfuckers wasn't really getting it right then.
No, not at all.
But I was like, man, I was tripping off of that. I remember a story, too. My nigga M-Walk told me about Bone Thugs. He said, he was like, man, you know, everybody used to kick it at Tone Loc House back in the days, right? So he said he was over Tone Loc House chilling. And he said them niggas came through Tone Loc House like they had just got off the bus from Cleveland on some shit. Yeah. Niggas just came straight to Tone Loc House.
Yeah.
Came in there and niggas was in there and said them niggas just broke down some shit. You know, went did right. all, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was like, what the fuck?
Right.
And Tone was just like, hey, man, you know, hit the kush. Damn, I can't do shit for y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Next thing you know, Eazy-E, like, hey,
right.
I got the new shit right now. Fuck right. what you're going through.
Right.
And everything else was history. Yeah, that was a wild story. I got to get M-Walk in here to tell some of that wild shit. Some of his Eazy-E stories and shit like that. But anyway, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Now, when they have all the members there,
right?
Do you still go out and perform with them, do lyrics and stuff like that, or do you just be there with them?
Sometimes. It depends on where we at and what we doing, how much time it is, and what venue it is. Like, if you're dealing with Live Nation, they only allow certain things. You know, we got, you know, they have a contract for Bone, and they have a contract for what Mo does, which actually just be really myself.
Uh-huh.
It would be separate, and they require certain shit. Like, it's liabilities. Live Nation don't bullshit.
Live Nation don't bullshit.
If they want them five niggas on them names on stage by themselves, bet nobody be on that motherfucker because it's a liability. Now, somebody, you know what I mean? It's just for insurance purposes.
Right.
Like, if I'm on stage and that's my slot, and Courtney walk on stage, just say she slipped on a piece of ice. that's a liability for Live Nation because she ain't supposed to be up there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So they ain't bullshitting about that. Playing. No extra motherfuckers on stage.
And they want certain songs performed, and they want you, if they giving you an hour, you getting that hour, and you off in an hour.
Ain't no extra time bullshit to fuck around. Well, fuck what you're going through.
Yeah. You're going to turn off your mic if you're not done.
Oh, yeah, they don't care who you are. Yeah, they don't care who you are. Oh, booty over time. Done deal. But, okay. But other venues, yeah. I mean, they'll be rocking. We'll come out and freestyle, do a song with Lay. We'll be rocking. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Do Flow Motion or something. You know, I did the Flow Motion, you know, with the remix on the Strength of Loyalty album.
Okay.
So, you know, like, we'll do all that when we just doing other, like, venues and stuff like that. But it get real. Unless we get booked together, it's real critical. Like, at Summer Jams and shit, you know, they only get niggas, like, 35 minutes and... These niggas, they songs is 5 minutes a piece. So by the time they do six songs, it's so
that's
over.
That's
the mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I feel you.
They can't even say hi to the crowd.
I feel you.
Hey, how y'all doing? Damn, shit, it's 30 minutes already. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, usually, but when we get out, we get out. We give a good two hour and 15 minute set between Bone Thugs and Mo Thugs.
Okay.
I mean, that's just how much how big the catalog is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's on top of me building my catalog to where people know my songs too. You know what I mean? And we got some other, you know, we got the other niggas from Mo Thugs. We had, you know, Scat Bone and Ken Dog and, you know, Soulja Boy out there, you know what I mean? Studies. So it's like they got songs too that people know. So when we all really get together, it's gonna turn into a 3 hour show.
Okay, now. At y'all peak when y'all popping, how many shows y'all do a week? Is it like a grueling like schedule since they such a known historic type of group? Or
shit. We doing like when we just really out there, we do about 160 shows a year. You know what I mean? So that's like really half the whole year we gone. And then most of the time of that is like travel. So it really turns into, it's like 160 days. It really turned into 215 days because you got travel and you stay places a couple days and all that. So, yeah, it get hectic. Especially you on that good bus. You get on that good bus, boy.
That good bus. That nigga said that good bus.
You get around. It'd be cool for that first 2 weeks. And then you look at that schedule like, oh, nigga, I got 80 more shows and you got to deal with the same niggas every night. I mean, we have fun.
But after a while,
shit, niggas be on that motherfucker irritated like, yo, pick that shit up. Like, nigga, we don't live like, you live like that at home? Nah, pick that shit up. Nigga like, dog, dude, don't. Quit snoring, motherfucker. But
niggas,
you know what I mean?
Like, all the real shit, niggas. It's snoring, like, yeah. Niggas don't want to clean up. Niggas wanna stinking. Clean, man.
Niggas stinking. Niggas feet stink. You're like, come on, my nigga. That man, come on.
Nigga, you bone thug, nigga. I feel you, bro. I feel you, my nigga.
And that's just, you know, but overall, it's fun, though, because... I mean, the niggas argue on that type of shit.
Nah,
man.
I feel you.
Y'all brothers, nah, y'all shit.
Nah. Niggas argue on that type of shit. But it's fun, though.
Do you have a kush habit like me? Do you blow a lot of kush?
Nope, I don't smoke weed at all.
Oh, that's, man, so it's a blessing for you. You ain't got that problem. Every city you get to, you gotta find weed. Nigga be like, God damn, where the weed, nigga? Gotta find a weed, nigga.
They gonna bring it to you.
Make sure... They find
her.
They giving it to her. Weed has never been a problem being on the road with them. Like the people fans know I don't smoke weed. Sloan, I got an ounce.
I don't.
Well, what you want me to do with it?
I'm talking to them. I sell it, nigga. I don't. You talking to a hustler? But yeah. I sell that. And no, I sell it to the homies. Hey man, I got this weed, my nigga. Who y'all need some weed? Oh, what you got? The shit is a dub, nigga. I need 20. Whoa, 28? Nigga, I bring it down for me.
Let me tear a piece of this bag.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
that's
right. And that's when they give it to me on the low. But usually, lay right there with me. If somebody give me an ounce or something, that nigga be like, hand that shit over. I'll be like, what the fuck?
Nigga, back return. I seen that one.
He's like, where that weed at, man? I said, how you see that? Here, man.
I feel it. Now, do that fuck you up being on the road like that as far as your perspective of what's going on in the streets out here and what's popping, and, you know what I mean?
Nah, I get calls all the time.
So you feel
I
like...
I know everything that's going on in Long Beach. I could be gone for a year and tell you what happened all the way for that whole year. I know, and I like to keep my ear to the streets. You know, I got to check on my little nephews and nieces and family and cousins and the homies and all. I need to know. I want to know that.
I feel you, man.
You know what I mean? So I stay doing that, and I stay listening to the radio to see what's hot and what's not and what people is up on. And, you know, it's like you got to keep up with the time. So I'm always in tune with the streets. That's why you catch me out all the time.
I feel you, man.
You know what I mean? Because if I sit at the house, I don't need no money at home.
Hey, man, like I said, I look at your Instagram, a nigga look like a world traveler, like a motherfucker, and hood nigga. World traveler and hood nigga ambassador. I'm feeling that. I like that shit. I feel like that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely
I feel like it's a beautiful thing, man. And God damn it, man, I appreciate having you out here on the show, man.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, time going all fast and shit. I wish we could have had you for the whole thing, but I know you got to go over to this little video
shoot.
Yeah, I'm
going to do a video thing for my boy Troublesome, man. And, you know, they put a call in, they gave me a shout out in the video, so I was like, I'd come down there and represent, you know.
Like a good politician should out here, politicking, moving around.
You know, it's my Mexican partner, so I got to keep my relationship up with that
side.
That's
right.
As you should.
And, you know, I got a lot of real SA partners, man, that look out for me. It's so many of them I can call before my own homies, believe it.
Man, that's some real shit there.
You know, I got much love for them, though, and I'm glad we all do music, and that's what kind of brought us together a little bit and understand, like, okay, we don't have to fight all the time, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's still the ignorant ones out there. It's still ignorant, both sides, everybody, white, black, man, it's still ignorant, you know what I mean? But music for black and brown really bridged the gap for us a little bit, you know what I mean?
So
Because it was, you know, it was crazy at one point. Now they start rapping and they figure they want to collab with us and we collab with them. And you know, it's like, it ain't that bad. Niggas ain't really that bad. They ain't Mexican, ain't really that bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like we all human. We all come from the same struggle.
Right.
I mean, I live here, you live there. We all live in the hood. You know what I mean? So that's why that's a good thing. You know, I'm glad, I'm blessed that music brought that. Even for the up and coming artists and up and coming youth, because you know, it's like it's the music is what makes everybody come together.
Yeah, it do, and that's a trip that you know, I know it's a lot of drama with niggas and Mexicans out here, and
right,
man, that shit is like insurmountable in a lot of places, right, man. But what's I always thought it was real funny that I can know that these Mexicans right here probably don't like niggas, but I hear them bumping some YG, though. You feel me?
Right.
Mexicans
say
niggas more than niggas.
You know what I mean? Right. And you know, what's real crazy is a lot of gangster Mexicans is like, man, heavy in the bone.
Oh, yeah.
Eazy-E, NWA, like that, like Tupac, Ice Cube, like on those motherfuckers.
That shit got me out of some situations before. Believe that. Boy, nigga been in some shit. Nigga, I'm a bone thug, oh, he good, homie. Shit. I drink whatever y'all niggas got, man. I won't even be here another 10 minutes. But
I'm feeling my nigga.
You know, I mean, they love us, though. Like, we got a huge Latin fan base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's huge, super huge.
Yeah.
So, you know, man, much respect, though, you know, to everybody as a whole. We just got to stand up, be positive for everybody, because it's way more problems in us doing having race issues, believe me. Like, it's way bigger problems in this world than race issues. You know what I mean? I mean, dog, you got the Ebola people came and shipped them in.
And
people not really seeing them supposed to be detention centers, but really concentration camps is about to go down.
The
like,
whole world,
you know what I mean?
It's just falling apart and blowing up and catching on fire and sinking under the water and shit.
Oh, man, missing planes and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah. Off the radar. You can't find that.
Yeah.
Really? Y'all missed the 747, my nigga?
Yeah, because you trying to scare me to see what I was.
Right. You missed the whole 747?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's some real shit going on right now.
It's some very real shit, and it's like, we got to wake up.
Yeah, for sure.
And understand what you're doing. Like, if you don't want to wake up, we're going to fall victim to that one world order. That new world order they talking about is really 100% real. If y'all think they playing and they doing it with the media, believe me.
Yeah, it's happening. I feel that.
And, you know, when people talk about it and they get a little too deep into that, they'll find a way to shut you up.
Yeah, it got me a little nervous over here, man. Because, I don't want to go too deep on the motherfuckers.
Cool,
be like shut down the Boss Magnosis live on the motherfuckers, man. Next thing you know, they done snatched my YouTube channel and some other shit.
Right.
Said too much about the Palestinians in this motherfucker. Let me be cool, shit. But anyway, Slawbone, God bless you for coming out.
Thank you for speaking on that, though. Thank you for acknowledging that situation right there. Just at hand in front of our face.
Yeah. Definitely, because I'm on that. Like, I just want to build and be positive for the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to take the proper precautions. I mean, you ain't going to be able to stop everything, but I'm going to stop what I can stop and avoid the things I can avoid to, you know, be comfortable, you know what I mean? So
that's right, bro.
That's all I can say. And I just tell everybody else to do that, too. If y'all quit worrying about the small shit in life and worry about what's really going on.
Yeah.
Pay attention, please.
Pay attention.
Well, hey, like I said, appreciate you coming out, having you on the show. You know, we're going to have this up in a few days and check it out, man.
Yeah, give it to me so I can put it on our website and all that, man. So I can...
Hey, and this is and this like, you know, this like we making a jump like in the video and shit. So this is like a new thing. This is going to be tight, man. Right. I appreciate you, dude.
I appreciate y'all, man. So we had a good time. Boss Mac, Courtney Love, Jackson, we all in this motherfucker, man. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at I Am Slawbone. Instagram, I Am Slawbone. Facebook, Slawbone. And if you can't get none of that, just Google me, Slawbone or Big Sloan from Mo Thugs. Everything will pop up. Mixtapes, music, YouTube, all that. I got a YouTube channel, Slawbone TV. All that will pop up. And it's current. I got new shit. It ain't shit from 96. I got new shit. It's out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be like, damn, Sloan ain't dropped that since 87. No, nigga, I dropped some shit 3 weeks ago. And it's out. You know what I mean? So,
all right, my nigga.
It's all good. Boss Magnosis, man. I'm glad to be here. Much love. Stay blessed, everybody. Courtney, it's love to meet y'all, man.
All right, now. We're going to get into one of my favorite parts of the show. Read a listener email. Read a listener email where we give out a whole lot of game trying to help motherfuckers out there reaching out to the Boss Mac Top Soy. Now, let me tell you something. Our first reader listener email, it's going to go like this. We got a bitch from Los Angeles writing the Boss Mac. She says, Boss Mac! I'm a bitch that loves niggas and good dick, but a bitch has a weird fetish. I love watching gay porn on Pornhub. A bitch is addicted. It's not like I like bitches. I love niggas only. It's crazy. I really love imagining the nigga that I'm currently fucking and getting fucked by other niggas. But I know in reality, if he ever did that shit, I wouldn't fuck with him. Boss Mac, what's wrong with a bitch? Okay, I know y'all heard that shit right there, man. I couldn't wait to deliver that particular email to y'all motherfuckers. All right. Now, I don't know what's wrong with a bitch. I don't know shit about a bitch's, why a bitch prefer to watch gay porn. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. I feel like motherfuckers just have their own proclivities and own weirdness. I don't know what to say. Maybe you were supposed to be a dude or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But, you know, hey, it's definitely some weird shit. I don't know what to say. Some fucked up shit. Courtney, any?
I mean, is it just the gay guys that you like to watch? Or is
do you like watching gay porn?
Are you learning something?
But this is a bitch.
I'm proud of you. Do what you have to do in your own personal time. Everybody has their fetish. Yours is just a little bit more stunning than others. But,
what do you say about a bitch that does that? Like, say if you went over to your homegirl house and you just saw a bitch just watching gay porn. Like, bitch, this is shit right here.
Like, is there something we need to sit down and talk about, bitch? Am I not here for you enough?
But see, you can see some niggas.
Tell me about your dude.
But look, like, but look at the double standards. See, you'll see a niggas watch two bitches all day.
Yeah, well, I would watch two females. I couldn't just watch two dudes.
Two bitches is okay, but it do get boring after a while.
But you learn some stuff.
Yeah, you do. You could. Right. You could learn. What you gonna learn? Yeah, you could learn. Learn how to handle the pussy.
I'm talking about the dude on dude, like.
Well, I don't know about that. It seemed bad.
I think it only makes it a little bit different is because it's a female that's watching the two guys. Like, if it was a guy watching the two guys, you'd be like, okay, he's gay, life goes on.
Right.
But it's a female, bitch, and she's saying that she's like, I have a fetish for, like, a little addiction to it.
It throws you in another dimension.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, throws you off a little bit. That's something different.
Oh, boy. I feel you. Our next nigga in the news. I mean, our next reader, listener, email. I don't know why I be doing that. I always be doing that. This reader, nigga be reader, listener, nigga in the news.
And it be
reader, listener, email. All right, our next reader, listener, email comes from a bitch. A bitch from Los Angeles writes to Boss Mac. She says, Boss Mac, I just graduated from college and it's hard out here on a bitch. But I'm making it. I just got a second job at the airport and it's cool. The only thing is I got this supervisor that I'm leery of and I've been hearing bad things about this nigga. Shit like every bitch he fucks on the job ends up not being on the job anymore. Also, this nigga is married. And he's flirting with me already. I had to play the shit off and keep putting the shit out there that I have a nigga, but how should a bitch proceed? All right. The way I see it, I always have a philosophy of don't fuck with motherfuckers and your job. Don't fuck the nigga on your job.
It's no good.
Because it's not gonna end up good. No way. It's impossible for it to end up good. You feel me? It's especially for a nigga that's in power, because as soon as he see you start to weeble wobble, you fired. He's gonna banish you, bitch. You're done. I mean, let's get rid of the problem. You know what I'm saying? So, it's my advice to be like, don't fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Even if you desire to fuck him low-key and you're trying to play it off and not admit that shit, just, I suggest keep it clean. Stay focused. Just get your money. Maybe play it off like you lesbian or some kind of shit. I don't know, man. Just don't fuck the boss. Don't fuck the boss. I don't think so. You be careful. Be a smart bitch. Paper tight out there. It's hard to get money right now. A lot of motherfuckers homeless and shit.
It's hard to keep a job right now.
Hey, man. All the way 100.
Get paper, but yeah, I say don't fuck the boss. Be honest. Be straight up with him. It's not going to happen. Go
so hop on
somebody else's back.
You just
leave me alone.
On
I work here.
Turn up.
And not for you.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Nigga, fuck you.
Like, I mean, no, if she's finesse. Like, if she's giving the message and he's not getting it, he's getting it. Subliminal, it's gone instead of
start,
direct.
It's gonna start
turning
it up.
That means that nigga needs a direct. But you gotta have your dude come pick you up and be like, hey, bro, let me talk to you real quick. Something like, he's not catching your hint. So be direct with his ass. That's what I say.
Boy, be loving the motherfucking house, Boss Mac Castle. God bless everybody. All right. Our third nigga in the news. Now, I want everybody to pay attention to this, man, because I know a lot of niggas out here probably going through some shit like this because the pussy be good to you. Niggas be getting a whole lot of good pussy. Bitch be sucking your dick, drinking the babies, man. Having you doing insane shit, man, because, you know, a lot of y'all niggas.
The whole crew is laughing.
A lot of y'all niggas be caught. Y'all niggas live inside the pussy. Y'all niggas be in pussy world. Y'all niggas can't even come out of pussy world. Now, let me tell you a story about pussy world. Here we go. Follow me. A nigga from Atlanta writes to Boss Mac. He said, Boss Mac, my little bro was out here doing bad after high school. He ended up having baby with a broke ass bitch. And by the way, the baby looks nothing like that nigga or our family. This nigga moves in with the bitch into her low-income apartment. I think the bitch was hoeing and using him as a babysitter. The only thing is he ain't pimping and the bitch is keeping all of the money. Plus, taking his little money. Finally, this nigga seemed like he snapped out of the spell that this bitch had on him. And he packed up and joined the Marines. The nigga seemed like he got his shit back on track. He made it through boot camp. The nigga looked healthy. Then the next thing I heard is this nigga sending the bitch damn near $1,000 a month. To make shit worse, I'm driving by the bitch's apartment on several occasions. I see different niggas there. Boss Mac, what can I do to help my bro? Listen very carefully as I articulate these words to you. You cannot do nothing to help your bro. Your bro must live the life of the weenie that he is to the end. He must live it through. It's no, once, see, niggas live in pussy world. You see, what the bitch did was the bitch probably sent the nigga to the Marines so he could be more stable money coming in. You understand? Good pimping by the bitch. Salute that bitch for pimping like that. A lot of y'all niggas in them armed forces is motherfucking sucker ass niggas, man. I know you're listening to me. A lot of niggas in the army, a lot of niggas in Afghanistan and Iraq be listening to the Boss Mac over there. And you know a lot of y'all niggas is suckers, man. You know it. Look around you right now. A lot of y'all niggas is some weenie ass niggas. A lot of y'all niggas is sending your fucking money back to the fucking bitch over here at the fucking base down there in San Diego. Fucking two or three other motherfuckers fucking off every dime of that fucking money you sending out here. And then you gonna do some sucker shit like fly, get out. You gonna get out the motherfucking Marines. You gonna come back out here. You gonna find out the bitch and spend all the goddamn money and the baby ain't yours. And you end up killing some shit and going to prison.
He said the baby ain't yours.
You feel me, nigga?
That's
I don't know what to tell y'all armed forces, niggas, because I know it ain't no bitches around and a few bitches you
they
see.
They just be wanting people to talk to in general.
Man.
But this man right here in particular, for him to have been out, know her ways, go in, and is still participating, she got something on him.
It's long suckerism.
Yeah.
It's long suckerism. Nothing can be done.
Something on him.
Don't try to save your brother. Let him live his life, nigga. Don't get in the middle. He gonna fuck around and start hating you. If you start interfering, he gonna be like, nigga, I hate you, nigga. And you gonna be like, wow, nigga, I'm your brother. What the fuck? Nothing trumps pussy, nigga. Remember what I told you, nigga.
I got a little...
All right.
I got a little something that happened around my way this week that I want to speak on. I just want you to hear it and tell me what you feel about.
Yeah, flow and glow for these motherfuckers right now.
So I got a friend of mine who is a veteran. He was in the service. He's only 29, but he's in the service. So he's retired now. He had a little bitch that he had been messing with for a couple months.
Okay.
The bitch started getting serious.
Okay.
He did like any nigga do. He pull out. You know, he like, you getting too serious. Talking about some shit I ain't got time for.
So he fired a bitch.
He fired a bitch. Okay. Later off.
Smooth. All right.
So the bitch get mad.
Uh-huh.
And,
What type of whole treachery?
She knows the nigga's schedule because they had been together for a couple months.
That's right.
Been apart for a couple months too. But study. You know, them certain days that she know don't change out of a nigga's schedule. So yeah. She comes in with, you know, a couple partners and tear this nigga's house up. Break in.
Wait, what?
Break in the house.
She came with niggas.
Break in the house.
Broke in the shit.
She came with backup. Broke in the house.
With nigga accomplices.
Keyed the car.
Run a vehicle. Vandalism.
This is the coldest shit that I've heard in a while that a bitch has done.
Spit that.
Okay. So
whole treachery.
Jumps in. They steal all the shit. All the iPads, iPhones.
Stole all that shit.
All the shit. They steal all that shit. They steal the case. He has a safe. And in the safe, he has one of his weapons. His military.
Okay.
He's licensed with all his weapons.
Military weapons.
They steal the safe, and the safe is a piece with four magazines.
Okay.
All the magazines are full.
Okay.
Steal the safe. They get away with the woo-woo.
Artillery, money, yeah. Electronics.
Then the bitch take Tide, the laundry soap, pour it over everything. Everything, just... everything all over her stuff.
Sinister, malfeasant bitch.
All in all, you know, law enforcement was notified. Woo-woo-woo, they came super up from her job. So far, she's out on bail, but they're saying that every bullet in each one of those magazines is a year. There's four full magazines in there.
How much the bitch bail?
I don't know how much her bail was.
Hey, man, celebrate. Celebrate the downfall of that bitch.
My
right
thing
there.
To this is, lady. Oh, she's an RN. It ain't never
off.
That serious
fuck
over. Man, dude, he can be a nigga. He can be white, Asian. It don't matter. It ain't never that serious. When you work that hard to get where you want to be, bitch, relax.
Bitch, relax. She's such a poet. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of bitches out there that's just incomplete without a nigga. And I'm going to tell you right now,
it ain't never that serious.
A bitch will fucking chop off a motherfucker.
They do all type of shit. What was that you said earlier? What was your quote? Pussy kill more. What did you say?
Beautiful bitches with ugly souls kill more niggas than guns.
That's some real shit if I ain't never heard of
it. I opened the podcast
show
with that quote.
Yeah, that's some real stuff.
Alright. Now, as usual, we always like to chop up a little bit of game and give us some game going out. And, you know, I was really trying to, you know, think what I really wanted to give niggas and what I wanted niggas to have. And, you know, one thing I find out about this game, man, is it's really like, as we discuss game, it's really like it's really like coming out the Bible. You got to keep going over certain shit for niggas because niggas just don't get it, man. And niggas, you got to keep going over shit. You got to come back and revisit and rehash out some shit, man. Now, what I want to discuss, man, right now is, this is like the first thing I really discuss with my shit, man, and, you know, this is like the first topic I ever discussed on any of my show, and it's the sucker attack. It's the sucker attack, and a lot of niggas are like, you're like, man, what the fuck you talking about, sucker man, attack. Sucker attack, what the fuck that mean? Well, a sucker attack is like, you have a bitch, you know, you love her, you know what I'm saying, and you witness some shit, or you experience some shit, or you see some shit, or you should hear some shit, you experience some shit from this bitch that causes you to lose your mental faculties and do some outrageous sucker shit, destructive shit. Case in point, I want to talk about this motherfucker War Machine and, was it Christy Mack? Was that the bitch name? War Machine. Now, this is a motherfucker that I saw on a podcast show that I be watching all the time, fuck with. I seen him on there, man, and he struck me as an idiot. He was talking about being in prison. This dumb shit. Just his conversation was like some dumb shit. He had on a shirt that said I do alpha male shit. And I kind of liked the shirt, but I still was like, this nigga is like this motherfucker right here. And you know, he was talking to Joe Rogan. And in his conversation, this nigga Joe was kind of like, you could, like, in the conversation, you could tell that he was exposing how this dude was like an idiot, but he wasn't criticizing him like, nigga, he was an idiot, but he was like, just in the conversation, you could be like, damn, that nigga right there is a fucking idiot. But anyway, Christy Mack, bad bitch, porn star, this nigga War Machine apparently broke up with the bitch.
He broke up with her.
So then when he see the bitch with another nigga like she's supposed to be, he have a sucker attack and ruin his life.
Yeah, but what the fuck is going on here? Because
he's done. This nigga beats a bitch. This is a motherfucker killer. This motherfucker's a killer. Even though he ain't won no hell of a fight recently.
He ain't that much of a killer.
But as far as with a bitch, he's a killer. Beats this bitch almost to death. So he's going to jail. Sucker attack. He experienced a sucker attack. Sucker attack. Niggas be experiencing sucker attacks. On a regular motherfucking basis. Another motherfucker experienced a sucker attack. This is some old school shit, but a motherfucker from High Five, one of them, that old school group, one of them niggas. High Five. One of them niggas lost his mind and killed his bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Because the motherfuckers is human. No matter how much money they make, they're human and they get jealous and they have sucker attacks. They go crazy.
All I'm talking about is self-control in the face of great pain and adversity. Now, I understand. You know, you've been paying a bitch bills. You've been loyal, you feel me? You've been doing what you can, you've been in a bitch corner, and then this bitch go and fuck the whole hood. It's hurt you. It's fucking sad. But it's more sad when you shoot up the hood and then go to jail behind that shit. You feel me? Because your bitch fucked the hood. All I'm saying is the sucker attack is a real motherfucking thing. It's real. It's real. Listen here, man. I wanna emphasize that, you know, nothing in this world is permanent, man. Everything is really transient. As you look around you, everything is temporary, man. These relationships that you have with bitches are temporary, homie. Even motherfuckers that get married to bitches, it's temporary, nigga. Eventually, you're gonna die. You feel me? Eventually, you're gonna get so sick that you ain't gonna be able to touch a bitch. Eventually, it's gonna end. Now, maybe a bitch might get sick of you and it'll end sooner. Like, a bitch like, you know what, nigga, I'm sick of you. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to force yourself on a bitch?
If a bitch don't want you, it's over, man. The name of the game is cop and blow. You never know when a bitch gonna go. Now, even if you a motherfucker to dismiss a bitch, and then you look over there and you see the bitch that went on skipping happily about her life with another nigga, accept it, nigga.
Take note. It's separate.
Sucker attack.
He said it's separate.
Man, let's not have sucker attack. Let's be conscious. Be in the moment, nigga. When you see your bitch with that other nigga, and you nigga, know you ain't with that bitch.
Hold your head
no
up
more.
And stick your chest out. That's what you're supposed to do.
Man!
Make her feel like, I know she ain't get him to wear them jeans, and I've been trying to get him
man.
To wear them. Like, that shit is what pisses females off. Like, did they just take a selfie? This nigga don't ever take pictures with me. Simple shit like that.
Little
you get,
shit.
You can get back at the bitch you broke up with. Like,
rejoice.
Simple shit like that. You ain't gotta scout the bitch, beat her up, beat her the dude she was messing with up.
Rejoice when a bitch leave you, nigga.
Yeah. Be happy. Get on. Go get you some more.
Nigga, I rejoice.
Nigga. It ain't never that serious.
I rejoice. I rejoice, nigga. Get a new bitch. No sucker attacks, man. God damn it. How many niggas you know had a sucker attack? Look around you. Look at niggas in the pen. When I was in jail, it was so many niggas in jail for having a sucker attack that I was just like, God damn.
I'm in a room full of men.
It was a nigga in there for domestic violence. Right? For beating his bitch ass. And then this nigga was going off on the phone yelling at the bitch. Talking about, bitch, why you put me in here, bitch? Going off, renewing, going off on the bitch again. To where some other niggas in there like, nigga, you talking too loud. He about to get his ass beat. I'm just saying, man.
If you real, they buy it 15 minutes if they get 15.
No sucker attacks, y'all. This a ball smack topsoil. This a public service announcement, man. We just, that's all it is, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Ball Smack Industries production. Put your hands together for our special musical guest. I ain't gonna even say no names.